neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
That Am Yisrael had shortage of water because of Miriam and Neviya, Allah Shalom, left the Olam. So now, but instruction, take the mate and then go speak to the rock. So then we see Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom handled the matter in a different way. So what did he do? What happened? What did he do?
Hit the rock.
So then he says, "Vayitzeu mayim rabim vatish ha'eda uve'ira." So then when he hit the rock, what happened? Lots of water came out. So now, Harav Mishel Chochmah notices very beautiful insight. Harav said that when Hashem told Moshe to take the mate and go speak, he informed them that Venatan Meimav, Hashem said, when you do this, the rock is going to give water, right? So Venatan Meimav, Vohoset Alahim Maim, there is no Rabim. You follow? Yeah, but here we see the outcome. It says there was a lot of water. So now here we see when Moshe hit it, then we are informed that tons of water came. So that means when Moshe disobeyed Hashem, it was the benefit of Am Yisrael, no?
No, but a lot of water could be destructive.
No, they didn't have high rises or buildings. It was in the desert. So what happened? Hashem didn't say Rabbim. But when Moshe did whatever he did, then became Rabbi. So that's just a very beautiful thing. He says, on the contrary, here we see the side effect. Because when Hashem said that the rock is going to give the water, by obeying the Hashem and following the direction, the water had lots of blessing, a lot of bracha. You didn't need Rabbi. But when Moshe did it, yeah, it became water qolabi. It's such a beautiful insight.
Who made the water come out of the rock?
Who?
Hashem.
Yes.
So Hashem could have given the normal water, but he decided to give Rabim.
That's true, but here Hashem wanted to preserve his dignity, that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom would not get embarrassed in front of Am Yisrael. So, even though that he did a mistake, as we do, but still he let go with us. So exactly the same thing here, the water came. But here we are informed, it's a big difference. Big difference. Why? Because in life you have to understand, $10, it can be the potential of 2 cents or $10,000. That's what Yehudi believes. Why? Because when Hashem put the blessing in there, then $10 becomes 10,000. Why? Because you keep spending it doesn't finish. But you have?
$10.
Yeah. But yeah. You haven't heard me say Belachadar Moshe? But if you have 10,000, then it just goes away for things that is doesn't need to be spent. Doesn't need to be spent. Chas v'shalom. You know. Chas v'shalom, you spend it for things that you should not spend it. And that's what exactly the beautiful message here is. All of a sudden we see Rabbim. Why Rabbim? Hashem didn't say Rabbim. Rav says a very beautiful thing. He says, if Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem would follow the direction, they would drink 1 ounce and it had the blessing of 5 liters. But now what happened? They drank 5 liters.
5 liters.
And they were not satisfied, like a 1 ounce. That's what exactly happened. Hashem yezakenu that all the berachot that we receive will be full of berachot.
Amen.
Yemaleh berachot bezad Hashem. And our Shbaruch Hu yezakeh kol am Yisrael v'yeshuot v'solot tovot bezad Hashem. V'karov. Amen.
Koel ha-nishomot, halel ko haleluko, koel ha-nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koel ha-nishomot, halel ko haleluko, koel ha-nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.